Well, there's the song the World Juniors Team Canada will play every time they score a goal, and you heard it a lot last night.
Michael Hage feeds that down, takes the return pass, slings it across, score!
Nice pass.
Great pass. Braden Coots walks in and shoots, scores! TJ Ginla puts it on a tee for Braden Coots, drops in the high slot. Incomes Breck scores! Zane Breck! Right down Main Street, Breck feeds it across, they score! Porter Marton! McKenna shoots, scores! There it is. McKenna fires it home, his second of the game, and it's 5-1 Canada.
Hey, they weren't down there. 5-1. Go ahead, McKenna.
Lead pass finds McKenna. In comes McKenna. Oh, the movie scores.
I really hope this is onside.
Hat trick for Gavin McKenna.
Those hands. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a pretty sweet goal. Hat trick for McKenna. 9-1 the final over Denmark at the World Juniors. Canada caps Group B play tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, against Finland. And first place in the pool is on the line as well, too. USA won again last night as well. But, yeah, I actually found the USA game a little more entertaining. It was closer. Team Canada, they were just dominant throughout the entire evening, as you heard here live on 980 CJME as well, too. And we've got all of Team Canada's games right here on CJME throughout the World Junior action as well, too. Here we are, the second last day of the year. No school still and warmer weather. The outdoor rink super busy yesterday. I drove by one last night. It was just packed. Beautiful start to the morning here, too. However, travel, according at least to the highway hotline, not recommended. Here's where I really want to count on you, too. 1-877-300-7275. What's your experience like on your morning commute? But the highway hotline suggests that Highway 1 East to Belle Plaine, travel not recommended. Highway 46 to Belgoni, north of the city, and Highway 11 between Bethune and Davidson is dicey, and south on Highway 6, southeast on Highway 33 towards Sedley. Highway hotline says icy conditions affecting all of those roads, but you know better. When it's safe, text me 1-877-300-7275. Let me know how your morning commute goes. I know it's a little quieter with the holiday season here, but lots going on with this mild weather. Besides the outdoor rinks, Mission Ridge Ski Hill is open. Great conditions there. They've got the two park going. The city cross-country ski trails are all open as well, too. And getting some fresh air this time of the year, it's an always welcome sight. I was out at Pasqua Lake a couple of days ago for the holidays, and there were a lot of shelters being propped up on the lake there. Ice fishing is extremely popular, of course, during the holiday break here, too. Get yourself a Lotto Max. It's rolled over five draws now. Tonight, the $80 million draw with 49 Max Millions as well. And it being New Year's Eve tomorrow night, you might be starting to make plans or a grocery list if you're going to stay home and cook yourself, maybe a little lobster. It always seems people go a little more extravagant on New Year's Eve if they can afford it. Steak and lobster, maybe. Go out, perhaps. Some may not even be awake still at midnight, but if you're looking for something to do, here's what I do know. Fireworks? No, I don't see any fireworks around midnight tomorrow night, but that may not stop some of your neighbors from firing them off, even if it is illegal. That's happened previous New Year's Eve for me. But yeah, city bylaws ban setting off fireworks within the city limits, unless it's part of a fireworks display with a permit that has been issued by a fire marshal, and there's a licensed pyrotech on site, too. So I don't see any fireworks, at least the official ones, tomorrow night. If you're looking for something to do, maybe with the kids tomorrow, the Science Center ringing in the new year, as they always do, noon, Year's Eve. Fun for the little ones and grown-ups, too, over at the Kramer IMAX next door. They've got the latest Avatar movie on. Tomorrow afternoon at 4 at the Brand Center, the Regina Pats are hosting the Moose Jaw Warriors. You can start your New Year's Eve fun there. If you want to dress up, get out. Casino Regina has the new Montagues. They're a great local band bringing in the new year there at the Ramada on Vic. I hear there's a Latin Oscars and New Year's Eve celebrations, complete with a mariachi Latino band there. There are movie matinees and, of course, evening shows, too. As I said, Avatar 3, the biggie. And the final season of Stranger Things comes to a close, not only on Netflix, but on the big screen. The last episode is even showing on the Landmark Cinema screens. Oh, and don't forget about the free skating they offer at that lovely little outdoor rink in downtown Regina City Square. Over the holiday break, they've got extended hours from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. Well, these final days of 2025, always fun to look back at some of the most viral moments that exploded. And Coldplay was a part of one. I'll get to that in a second. One of the biggest, though, the identical Australian twins. You remember them recounting a robbery in sync?
Run. He's got a gun. And oh, our heart started to pound. And I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? Yeah. And poor Mum was stuck up there. But she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracting him to make him look the other way.
Well, we could not believe what we were hearing, right? But together, Bridget and Paula Powers became a viral sensation around the world. And after they were interviewed by a local news station in Australia, incidentally, about their mother's running with a car thief, that's where it all started. But after they would even get Saturday Night Live treatment.
That's a joke. Don't write that down.
And more recently returned to America when Jimmy Kimmel honored them with his own award. He thought that was the viral clip of the year.
We'd like to thank Jimmy and Jimmy Kimmel Live. We are so honored to receive this award.
That was a couple of weeks ago. That trip to Hollywood to be on the Kimmel set was the sisters' first time they had ever been outside of Australia, and they were headed to Disneyland the next day after that. And certainly the other viral moment of the year was the concert cam moment, right? It happened at a Coldplay concert. Two people quickly ducking out of view when they were shown cuddling on the Jumbotron.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what?
That was during the band's traditional Jumbotron song, the camera catching them mid-canoodle, and when they saw themselves, the two, they quickly split apart from each other like a pair of dropped AirPods. And Coldplay singer Chris Martin, he was saying either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. Well, the jury's still out whether the two were having an affair or, as one source told People magazine, were colleagues at a company called Astronomer. And they were separated from their spouses and on a first date. But the internet meme makers did not wait for those details. The company they worked for, Astronomer, made the most of its viral fame, hiring as a temporary spokesperson Coldplay leader Chris Martin's ex-wife, actress Gwyneth Paltrow.
Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions. Yes, Astronomer is the best place to run Apache Airflow.
The couple would lose their job, and the original Coldplay Jumbotron video continues to be a hit. In a viral moment, it's been seen more than 125 million times already. Hey, another big viral moment was when America claimed the Pope's title, right? As crowds in St. Peter's Square kept a close eye on the chimney atop the Sistine Chapel, waiting for white smoke and the announcement of a new pontiff, the Seagulls of Rome became a favorite of the crowd, right? I don't know if you remember this. Millions watching around the globe, getting loud cheers, those seagulls, every time they landed and perched on the roof at the same time. And from that spot, they were the first to see the plumes of white smoke that meant Pope Leo XIV had been elected. And despite his status as Christ's vessel here on earth, Pope Leo has never forgotten his Chicago roots. Over the summer, there was a family from the Windy City on vacation at the Vatican. They waited outside of a mass with matching the Pope t-shirts, and they brought an extra one and gave it to him.
For you. You're from Chicago, Pope.
He took the t-shirt, and then there was this. In the fall, the Pope was greeting a crowd of faithful at the Vatican when a Chicago Cubs fan shouted out at him. And that's when the lifelong White Sox fan chirped him back. Always the South Sider, the Pope, taking comfort and joy in the crosstown Cubs being bounced from the playoffs and showing that the Holy Father was like any other sports fan, just like one of us, having a good time with other fans. Some of the viral moments of 2025. CJME News Time now is 5:57. Well, with some freezing drizzle this morning, there are some travel not advised recommendations on the highway hotline before you make your commute. You might want to check that out here this morning. I'm looking at Highway 1, both east and west, showing some blue, travel not recommended. Same with 33-6 as well. And the number 11 right now just says it's partly covered. Some snow flurry. And I look out the window here in downtown Regina, and there's a little freezing drizzle I can see on some of the vehicles outside. And certainly coming to work this morning, roads were pretty good within the city here. Just really slushy at intersections from all the salt and sand they've laid down. And it's so mild that it's a little sloppy on the commute within the city here this morning. But man, with the milder weather yesterday and again today, breaking the freezing mark, to get outdoors with the kids, maybe go for a skate at one of the outdoor rinks. Or as I said, Shelly McLean, parks manager at Echo Valley Provincial Park, said that skating loop is back at Echo Valley.
The ice is looking phenomenal. Just under a kilometer of ice is what we have available. And again, we've got kind of the longer outer loop, and then we've got one that comes down the middle. So if folks aren't feeling up to the full 1 kilometer, they can certainly veer off and take a shorter loop and make their way back to our warm-up teepee, which always has a really nice warm fire and a place to get those toes warmed up. It's truly magical, Greg. We've got about 1.5 kilometers worth of bright lights out there. We've got a selfie frame. And this year, we're looking at embracing the Olympic theme, and the team have been working really hard at creating a podium, some medals, so that folks can take some selfies and really get behind Team Canada, and hopefully we can bring home some medals this year.
Could you have a fire and a hot dog along the route at any time?
Well, you can certainly bring your own hot dogs, and you're welcome to make hot dogs out there at the loop. We also do have a concession located at our visitor center, and they are going to have hot dog kits available here, and we always have a fire roaring right next to the office that you're able to roast on as well. We have snowshoe rentals. Those are available here at the visitor center. We also have one of our lessees has a wood-burning sauna, so for folks that maybe are looking for a warmer adventure in the wintertime, we have that available here at the visitor center. We also have new accommodations this winter. We've got one of our lessees has glamping domes available. That's earth to sky glamping domes. So those are available, and they're a super nice add to the park this winter.
So there you have it. Lots going on at Echo Valley Provincial Park. And as I mentioned here within the city too, the outdoor rinks are all in pretty good shape. And with the weather as mild as it is, nice to get outside and get some fresh air for escape. But there are indoor rinks too. The city has got, because of the holidays, some free skating time too. If you check out the city website, CJME News Time now is 6:18.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline.
Well, this holiday season, Avatar: Fire and Ash raking in the big door at the box office, but there is another new movie that debuted Christmas Day, not doing nearly as much box office business, but it's one that's getting a lot of Oscar talk because of Kate Hudson in it, who stars with Hugh Jackman in a movie called Song Sung Blue.
This story is about hope. It is about joy and music.
What do you think?
Mike and Claire dream big. They won't quit.
I just want to sing and I want to shine.
It is infectious.
Their story is wild.
Yeah, Song Sung Blue is based on a true story about a couple who were Milwaukee icons. They were known as Lightning and Thunder in real life, a husband and wife duo, Mike and Claire Sardita, who performed around Milwaukee back in the day, paying tribute to Neil Diamond through the 80s and 90s. And their stories become this major motion picture. And Claire is still alive. However, her husband sadly passed away, and she admits she never thought a movie about their lives would ever be made.
No, what I did not, but we were big dreamers.
The story of Mike and Claire really is a love story.
I introduced myself, and he looked at me and said, "You're more beautiful than I ever imagined."
And the two of them performed as a duo at festivals and fairs around Milwaukee, and with their charisma and showmanship, they were big mainstays at some of the larger state fairs and festivals. In fact, their careers began to soar when Pearl Jam invited them to perform on stage at one of their headlining summer fest shows.
The most thrilling time in my life, next to my marriage to Lightning in 1994. It was the most exciting time of my life. it catapulted us to success.
Success, however, would lead to tragedy.
37-year-old Claire Sardina, who was planting flowers at the time, was pinned under the car.
But yeah, she was in her front yard. She was hit by a car, lost her leg.
Thunder, and I appreciate all your prayers.
And the tragedy is a focal point of this movie, as well as how Claire fought back herself.
I didn't lose my voice. I only lost a leg, but I can still perform, still have the passion, and can still sing.
She's still singing her heart out, even though lightning. Her husband passed away a few years ago, and she has a message for all those who have gone through what she has.
Attitude is everything. Don't ever give up.
Song Sung Blue is in theaters now. Kate Hudson plays Claire. And as I said, a lot of people who see the movie seem to think, man, she is going to be an Oscar contender this year. Big victory for Team Canada last night.
Lead pass finds McKenna. In comes McKenna. Oh, he scores.
I really hope this is onside.
Hat trick for Gavin McKenna.
Those hands. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 9-1 the final. You heard it here live on 980 CJME. We've got all of Team Canada's games. From Minneapolis, Canada Caps Group B play tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, against Finland. And first place in the pool is on the line in that game, too. From the NHL last night, a couple of clubs going in opposite directions. The Oilers beating the Jets 3-1. Edmonton now atop of the Pacific Division. Winnipeg has lost six straight, nine of its last 10. Calgary squeezed by Boston 2-1 in overtime. Vancouver beat Seattle in a shootout. And despite Columbus arriving in the arena in Ottawa, less than 3 hours before the puck drop because they had plane problems. The Blue Jackets still won in Ottawa, 4-1. And we are on the eve of Team Canada being announced. Tomorrow, New Year's Eve, Team Canada's Olympic club will be announced. Macklin Celebrini has become the third player with 60 points this season after a goal and two assists last night. Sharks beat the Ducks 5-4. And the 19-year-old from North Van, man, he has got to be a member of Team Canada. That would be a snub if he's not announced tomorrow, late afternoon, our time. They'll announce the Olympic team. And a stunner to end the NFL week 17 last night. Atlanta downing the Rams 27-24. That means the Rams, who are on a two-game losing skid, are bound to start the NFL playoffs on the road. And we're down to Saturday and Sunday games now. No more Monday or Thursday nighters. The NFL season is nearing its end now. It's been a good season so far. I'm looking forward to the playoffs. New Year's Eve tomorrow night. If you want to keep with hockey, well, don't forget the Regina Pats are hosting the Moose Jaw Warriors. That's tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. So if you have little ones and want to start the day with them and then head home and maybe order in some takeout or cook up a storm yourself and have a family night, well, there you go. Part of the action could be the Regina Pats. As well. What are you doing for New Year's? Do you have any big plans for New Year's Eve? Do you stay up even till midnight anymore? We're actually, as a family, taking off to Edmonton for a few days. Oiler game tomorrow night. And probably stand outside of Rogers Center. They say they have fireworks in Edmonton at midnight. Probably watch those. And just a couple days away, visiting some family too. How about you? 1-877-300-7275. What are you up to this New Year's Eve? Let us know. And also on the morning commute, if you are making it, not many are. It's pretty quiet on the streets this week because of the holiday season, but we've had some freezing drizzle. Let us know how your commute is going. 1-877-300-7275 is my text number. Brendan from Lumsden said Highway 11 heading into Regina from Lumsden. Passing lane is ice covered. Driving lane is clear. 627.